Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Patsy Carreño, and I am super happy to be back again recording for you guys. I first want to say that I hope that the start of the semester has been going well for you guys, especially because I know that it can be really stressful, having all of these classes, trying to get back into the groove of things. I know it can be really difficult. I know it's been difficult for me, so I just hope that everyone's doing okay, you know, drinking water, getting hydrated, sleeping good, a good 7 to 8 hours at least. So I hope that's been very helpful. All right, other than that, I think we're going to do the book segment and then we'll get into today's topic, which I'm really excited about, which if you haven't figured out by the title yet, It's Valentine's Day themed, so we'll talk about that in a bit. First, for the book segment, what I've been reading. So I started the book during winter break, but I never actually got to finish it, and so I think it's like a quarter in, which is really unfortunate. But the book that I've been reading is called My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Moshfegh. I think that's how you pronounce her last name, but yeah. I've heard that it's really good. Again, I'm like a quarter into it. So, from what I've read, I enjoy it. It's been really good. I like the characters that I've been introduced so far because they look really complex. So, I'm a little excited to see kind of how the characters evolve. I'll keep you guys posted when I ever actually finish the book, because again, school started, I had a bunch of assignments to do, and I had to put down the book, but hopefully we'll get back into that. All right, so I guess we'll just jump into the topic. So before I do jump into it, actually, obviously I already mentioned it before, but today's topic is about Valentine's Day, and I just want to say that I did record a Valentine's Day podcast last year, and it had a really big emphasis on how, like, Valentine's Day isn't just about romantic love, like being in a relationship or having a partner, but it can literally be any type of love, which I feel like is obviously a big deal, whether that be like family or like friendship, sister. I mean, that's family love, but yeah, that was basically the bigger emphasis of last topic. And then I just wanted to reiterate that just because, and I do want to point this out, but I already said that in the other podcast episode before, but I love Valentine's Day. I love love. Like, I just love it so much. I love seeing other people in love. I like when I hear other people tell me about their dates or their stories about how, like, their partner, and I love watching like romance comedies. Or, like, I love reading romance books. They're just so cute. And it makes me genuinely, like, super excited and happy. And even just thinking about it right now is making me really happy. But when I used to tell people that I love, like, Valentine's Day and that it was literally one of my favorite holidays, they would always be like, well, yeah, but that's because, like, you've never been single during Valentine's Day. And, like, it's horrible and it sucks. No. And I told them, too. I remember telling, like, and it wasn't, like, I mean, I guess it was a little bit of, like, my family. Not really, actually, now that I think about it. But it was mostly, like distant friends or, like, acquaintances that would tell me that. Like, oh, you're just saying that because you've never been single. Like, no, I'm saying that I love Valentine's Day because I genuinely love it. And this Valentine's Day, I'm actually single, right? So, like, there's no date, there's no prospects, there's nothing. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just pointing it out because I'm still really excited about Valentine's Day. Like, you have no idea how excited I am. And I think partly, like, this all stems from even when I was younger. I loved making, like, little Valentines for my friends. And, like, in elementary school, you would bring, like, it would be, like, everything would be pink and heart-shaped and red and white and lace. And then everyone would bring in like little cupcakes or candy and make Valentine's for everyone. And it was just so cute. And I love that so much. And I think it stems really from there. And even more so, like, I know my dad, like, every year without like anything, like, without a doubt. He always buys my mom something for Valentine's Day, and then by extension, he would buy me and my sisters something for Valentine's Day. So I love Valentine's Day, and I'm really excited about it. So I am therefore very excited for this topic, because, again, we're talking about Valentine's Day, how it is, like, obviously, how everything goes with that. I know it can be uncomfortable for a lot of people to, like, talk about that, because they're like, I've been so unlucky in love. And I'm like, no, because your friends love you, and your family loves you, and your pets love you. So, yeah, we're gonna be talking about it. I guess I do want to say, so I made a list that I'm looking at right now, and it has a couple of things that you can do for Valentine's Day that either I am doing or want to do or, like, is in the works of happening. So first, I think that obviously if you have, like, you know, a significant other, then I think obviously go on a date with them, you know, ask them, and oh my god, ask them to be your Valentine. I don't care if you've been together for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, forever, you're married, I don't care. Ask them to be your Valentine. You know how cute that is? That's so adorable. So yeah, ask them to be your Valentine, and then go on a date with them. You know, make it a cute little romantic date, whether that's like staying at home and like just like watching a romance comedy, or like I'm trying to think, lighting candles, yeah, that's cute, doing something like that, or like going out, you know, fun. Yeah, go on a date with your significant other, if you have one, if you're lucky enough to have one, and then ask them to be your Valentine, obviously, please. Next, I think that you can make a cute little playlist for yourself about like cute little love songs. I'm trying to think of any ones. I mean, I know the one, like, one of them that just came out that everyone was, like, obsessing over was Die With A Smile by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. So, I mean, you could put that song on the playlist. I think that's a really cute song. So, yeah, make a playlist about love. Put it, like, just put it up, like, when you're getting ready. Like, it's just so cute. Oh, my God. You don't understand. But, yeah, make a playlist. The next thing I thought that you could also do is to bake. Now, I think I already said this also in the other episode, but just baking in general, for others is super, like, nice. I remember, I'm pretty sure I also already mentioned this before, but I used to bake oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, and I would cut them heart-shaped, and then I would just give them out, and they were so cute, and then they were, like, really good, and everyone would love them, and they were like, oh my god, like, wow, you made this. Yeah, I think that's really cute. Actually, this kind of reminds me, but it kind of links into, like, gifts. Another gift that I know I've done personally is I got a book. So, I mean, this only works if the person you're giving it to likes to read, but I got a book. And I reread the book, and I made annotations throughout the whole book, front to back. I mean, obviously not every single page, but, like, it was, like, almost in every single page. I either highlighted something or circled something or, like, made a little note on it, like, oh, this made me think of, like, whatever, whatever. So, yeah, basically read the book, annotate it, and then give it to the reader, you know? And then when they read the book, they're gonna be reading it, but they're gonna be reading it kind of like with you. I think that's really cute. I partly did it though, because that's something I would have wanted someone to do, because I think that's so cute. But yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good little gift idea. Anyway, going back, kind of related again to gifts, you can make Valentine's for your friends, which actually I'm kind of need to do mine. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, making Valentine's for your friends. I remember I had one friend, and she made me, like, a pizza-themed Valentine. And it was so cute. And I felt so special, because I don't receive, like, handmade Valentines that often. And I just thought it was really nice. And it was, like, a really cute, like, detail and thought. And, I mean, I also save and keep literally anything anyone ever gives me. I, like, put it in, like, a memory box. And I just, like, it's just stuffed with, like, a bunch of, like, birthday cards from when I was, like, 10, 15, 17. Like, literally everything is in that box. So, Yeah. Make Valentine's for your friends. Make it cute. Put glitter, stickers, you know, like, cute. Next thing, I think, okay, you can host a dinner, which, I mean, it's kind of like a Galentine's, but host a dinner and, like, decorate your apartment, house, dorm, whatever. And then make, so, okay, if you're over 21, then make cocktails, but I'm not over 21, so I wouldn't make cocktails, but you can make mocktails, and I think mocktails are still really yummy. I mean, yeah, they're still yummy. I know, like, a lot of people are like, what's the point? They look cute and they're yummy. What do you mean? What's the point? So make cute little mocktails or cocktails if you're able to drink. Host the dinner, decorate, make it all pretty and heart-shaped, and, like, it's fun. Just it's nice. You can make it kind of like, I know, so I try to do a Galentine's Day at least once a year, right, with, like, one of my friends. And this year I'm doing a Galentine's Day. And so, okay, I don't know how to word this properly, but I don't really invite friends over to my house. Not because I don't want them to come over. It's just, it never really aligns. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to come over, if that makes sense at all. Like, kind of, like, our plans revolve around, like, being closer to, like, Dominican, you know, the school. So then my house is, like, a 25-minute drive. So then I'm just kind of, like, nah, like, we'll just, like, we'll stay at a dorm. Or, like, we'll stay at the person's, like, at the closest house, you know? And then I'm also usually not the one that drives. So it also feels kind of weird to, like, I don't know. It just never aligns to, like, invite people over to my house. So I finally... I invited two of my friends over, and we're going to be having a Galentine's Day, which I'm really excited about because I want to make, like, everything super cute. And just in general, my room is already decorated for Valentine's Day because I love it really much. So it has, like, a couple of hearts here and there, and just it's going to be really cute. And I'm thinking of, like, well, not me, but we are all thinking of, like, making a pizza, like a heart-shaped pizza, and, like, making it into a sleepover when they come over. So I'm really excited about that. But all of this to say, you can do something similar just like that. You can have, like, a cute little dinner and invite friends and decorate and make mocktails and make a heart-shaped pizza and watch romance comedies. Oh my god, I'm already excited. Anyway, I think you can do that, which kind of gets me to my next point, which is obviously to watch romance comedies. My preferred ones are from, like, the 90s to early 2000s. There was, like, a recent one that came out that was, like, that I saw that I thought was kind of cute, and it was called Anyone But You. I think that's what it was called. I'll double check that. But yeah, Anyone But You. I thought that was a cute little romance comedy that was, like, a more recent one. But I just checked it as Anyone But You. But I know, like, well, my, like, the classics that I've seen are kind of, like, 90s, early 2000s, 2010s. I already recommended it, but there's a movie called Pierre Impossible, which is, like, Love Impossible, but Pierre is love, whatever. That's a really good movie that I personally like, but when I see it, I have to put on subtitles, which is annoying, but I watched the movie enough that I kind of picked up, like, what they're saying and what they're doing. So, that one. There's, oh my god, the Pride and Prejudice movie. There's one of the versions. I forget which one it is, but it's, like, the most famous one. Like, everyone knows that one. With the little hand gesture that was going all crazy all over social media. I like that version. I have the DVD. Watch that one. I also like, 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh my god, I'm forgetting a bunch of movies, but just watching cute little movies. Obviously, watch romance comedies. Now, we're getting closer to, like, my last points, but my next one is to decorate a candle. So I've never done this, but I want to eventually. But I've seen people buy, like, a plain white candle, or just, like, a plain solid color. And I'm trying to think, they usually get, like, white or pink or something. And then they buy, like, little, like, a bunch of like different colored candles, but like really small ones and like, you know, thin ones. And they get like a paintbrush and they melt the colored ones, like the colored candles, and they paint like drops into the big plain one that they bought. And they like decorate it and they make it pretty. And like, obviously, the wax hardens on the big candle. So then you're left with a big candle that's decorated and looks pretty. And I think that looks, I mean, okay, it looks fun. I think it's kind of hard though. I have never tried it. Maybe it's a lot of work. But yeah, definitely that one. I think it's a good thing to try at least. So hopefully I'll be trying that soon. The next thing also is kind of like a DIY, but make chocolate covered strawberries. Because, okay, this is my thought process. If you make the chocolate covered strawberries, you can make as much as you want, and B, you can eat the chocolate. So, because I feel like the whole point of making chocolate covered strawberries is to eat the chocolate. I mean, obviously the strawberries are also really yummy, but you know, chocolate. So like, my thought process is you make chocolate covered strawberries and you eat the chocolate as you go. So just a thought, you know, you could do that. Now finally, my last point is for you to go on a solo date. Now obviously, like, it's important to go out on a date. I think that it's important to go out on a date if you have a significant other. But I also think that it's equally important. I was going to say more, but I was like, no, that sounds wrong. Equally. I think it's equally important to go out on a solo date and just to treat yourself. Just because it's fun and you need to spend quality time with yourself. You know, you're with yourself all the time. So, yeah, go out with yourself. Do something that you enjoy doing. Something that I would do is probably I would go to a coffee shop and read a book, maybe buy a box of chocolates, buy myself some flowers, put them in my room, you know, all cute, you know, something like that. If you're feeling more, not risky, but more worthy, I guess, not worthy, I'm trying to figure out some words, but if you want a harder challenge, I guess, you could go out to dinner with yourself. I know a lot of people are more scared to like do those type of things in public alone, but I mean, it looks fun. I would do it. Imagine just going like to like a little pasta place and like just eating your pasta. I want pasta. It's so yummy. But yeah, that was my final point. So this is basically the end of the episode. It was really fast. I think it was really, really fast, really cute. All this to say, I love Valentine's Day, and I hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day. Yeah, make sure to read the paper, to give us story ideas, to give us stories if you write one, you know? Obviously, if you take pictures because you're at an event or at a sports game, send them to us, and we could maybe put them in the paper. You could try to utilize them. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, then please, please, please contact me. Let me know. We can pick out a topic. We can work on it. We can talk about it just like I'm doing right now. It'll be fun. It'll be great. I promise. So yeah, let me know if you guys need anything, and I hope you have a good day and you enjoyed the episode, and stay warm, and yeah, have a good day. Thank you. Bye.